Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with us because we're going to get smarter now that Arki Chankuti is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Arki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 2001 when he first joined us to talk to us about trust. His book is called Built on Trust. He's a medical doctor that, thank goodness, decided that that he had something to say to the marketplace, and he started doing that, and he's now helping people like you and me make sure that we put our best foot forward, especially in the area of trust. And Arki has joined us on a regular basis over the years to talk about this very important issue, and nobody does it better. Arki, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And folks, all these years I've known Arki. I've been saying his name is Chankuti. And he's never corrected me, but now I know that he actually pronounces it Chankuti, right?
Yes,
right,
that's
Arki?
Right.
Am I finally saying it correctly now, Chankuti?
Chankuti, yes. Chankuti. It was changed on Ellis Island so many times. Even part of our family pronounces it differently, but Chankuti is the correct.
The correct, and of course you know this from the area that your family's from, Orvieto, Italy, which is about 90 kilometers north of Rome, the most beautiful part of Italy in the world.
I think it is beautiful, and over there they're Chankuto.
Oh.
Because, again, it was changed on Ellis Island, and they laugh, you know, when I say Chankuti, they laugh. They go, oh, yeah, well, it must have been Ellis Island, huh?
So is that the American, they laugh at you and call it the Americanized version, right?
Exactly.
So Arki is, folks, as I say, is the co-author of the book Built on Trust. Arki, we've talked a lot of different ways about how trust is, how important it is to everything. And I've been talking a lot lately about trust with regard to how trust has been the victim of a lot of fear in the marketplace.
That's correct.
Because when there's fear, there's anxiety. When there's anxiety, there's, you know, paranoia, creativity breaks down, and when all that happens, trust has a hard time surviving, doesn't it?
Well, that's right, and it's because people will fill in that vacuum. If there's any kind of an information vacuum, if there's not closure, you know, on important issues, even everyday execution issues across functions or departments, if there isn't that closure, then there's that open loop, and that open loop of as long as it has some fear and some perceived danger in it, it gets filled up with assumptions, and those assumptions are things
toxic.
That are done silently, and they're negative.
And they become toxic, too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They eat away, and toxicity is the enemy of trust.
Well, that's right. And so suspicion, that kind of suspicion, again, the antithesis of trust, starts to create these assumptions. You know, we can't do it. It's going to be a problem. You know, it's more important to look good than to do good.
Yeah.
And this us and them, toxic gossip, get started in the silo mentality. That's all fear-based. It's not. There's no mystery to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fear and perceived danger. But the culture will grow that way,
mm-hmm.
and begin to damage execution. And it's so silent that it's vicious. It's very.
Well, and we revert. If you think about how the marketplace got started, folks. The first thing to happen was, in order for a marketplace to get started, was people had to start trusting.
Yes.
Because prior to the marketplace, you know, everybody was your enemy. The other person in the other cave was your enemy, and so trust had to form in order for the marketplace to get started. So when we have these scenarios that Arki was just talking about, it's like we're reverting back to our origins, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
The suspicion and the fear and all that.
Yeah, even the first banks, you know, they had to talk people into taking their money out of the coffee cans, out of the ground in the backyard, and give it to us. You know, there's an old Bank of America story out here, the old Bank of America when it was in San Francisco, where they talked, Mr. Giannini, I guess, who founded the bank, talked all, on a person-to-person basis, talked all the old Italians into taking their coffee can out of the backyard.
Yeah.
Trust me, it'll be here when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and of course, that's the kind of thing that gets damaged in a situation like we have now.
So hold on to that thought, Archie, because when we come back, what we're going to talk about, folks, is I mentioned the term creativity, which you might say, well, what's that got to do with trust? Well, creativity has to do with risk, and risk requires trust. And we're going to talk about that with Archie Ciancuti after these messages. Tweetail, stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating our 12th anniversary of the show, of the website, the 10th anniversary of our newsletter. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barrier to entry. If you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun, we got something you can do there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Excuse me. Archie Ciancuti is with us, folks. Archie is the co-author of Built on Trust. We're talking about trust. Archie, the thing that I have seen, and I've written about this, is how fear has been the enemy of creativity. And because nobody's going to be creative if they think they can't take a chance. Why would you create something? Why would you have an idea to create something if there's nowhere for it to go when you get it crystallized, when you get it formulated? You got nowhere to go with it. Why would you spend that time? And if you're fearful of your job, you're afraid to take a risk, if you're risk averse right now, why would you spend time thinking about creative things? I'm concerned about that. What do you think?
Well, I think that what happens is when there's fear, when it's pervasive, people go into a survival mode. They go into a don't stick your head up because you'll be the one that gets shot off. Well, right there, you're killing all the innovation.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember, and you know, people, executives of small companies sometimes don't realize they're creating the culture. And when they're not doing it consciously, it's being done unconsciously, but just as irreversibly, just as difficult to reverse. So, and fear is the main thing. So we have a tremendous opportunity in small businesses now. I have several small businesses, and I counsel small businesses all the time, and here's our opportunity. Now is when there's fear. You can be the executive that starts to create earned trust in your organization,
mm-hmm.
and get that competitive advantage, because there is the innovation. Innovation is what makes America great, as far as I can see. That's the thing that we have that excels.
And there's no sector more innovative than the small business sector.
Well, yes, because it's perfect for innovation because of the flexibility, the closeness to the marketplace, the customer, the people see the needs. But you can get paralyzed. If you do nothing to impact your culture, it's going to get paralyzed. It's going to solidify and get more rigid. If you do something consciously, just have a meeting and start to talk about closure, and do we ever say yes and mean maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Start with some examples yourself. Just have that meeting and begin to make some promises to your people that you're going to keep. And begin to close interactions. When people ask you a question, you don't have the answer, tell them you'll get the answer, and by such and such a time, and then follow up on that. That's closure. That's very, very important, and it's very important that we think through our commitments and that we only make the ones that are authentic and that
and,
are
and
real.
And at times like this, when we don't meet those commitments, the concern gets amplified, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And again, and you start to get this cycle of suspicion and assumption. Oh, it doesn't pay to speak up here. You know, it doesn't pay to innovate here. It doesn't pay to be the one that's visible, et cetera, et cetera. And again, this is silent, but it is very destructive.
Do we need to go back as we look forward to where our business is going in 2010? Let's say.
Yes.
You and I both know a lot of things have been and are being reset. And so how we're going to do business in the future is going to look a little different than what we've done in the past. And so that means we're going to have to do some new things. We're going to do some different things. Is it appropriate to talk to our people and come up with, between us, you and me and my staff, you and your staff, and come up with a sort of a regimen, a template for how we're going to be creative and how we're going to take risks,
so that
we get ourselves, and maybe teeny tiny little baby steps, we get ourselves out of being so risk averse. Yesterday I gave a speech and I talked about the difference between being out on the leading edge where you're creating something that's positive, and the bleeding edge, which is just on the other side.
That's a good way to put it because it's easy to remember and it's completely accurate. Yes.
Baby steps with risk aversion, avoiding slaying the risk aversion thing. What do you think?
If people think in the company, they perceive that sound risk that fails is punished or not rewarded, then there's this huge cultural risk aversion that results. So it pays, and built on trust, in that book it's called The Trust Model, it pays for management to sit down and make a set of guidelines, simple guidelines, for what will define sound risk in the organization.
Right.
So that way, you don't have to reward failure, but you can reward the effort.
Well, and so you tell people, okay, here's our model, here's our template, here are the baby steps that I want all of us to take, and if I or you make a mistake, if we fail at one of these steps, nobody's going to get fired.
That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you and I stick to our plan that you and I've agreed on, and this is what we do, and we let a little line out to try to take a risk, and if it doesn't work, somebody is going to say to me or to you, what did we learn? You're fired.
That's right. So now you've encouraged innovation and continuous learning. And you've begun to create a culture. Of course, you've got to follow up on this. That's important.
Right, right.
And it has to be public about it. You know, you really have to let people know, okay, here's what happened, and here's what we did, and here's how we're following up, and here's what we're learning, and here's how we're going to apply that.
Right.
That all begins to form a culture.
And you've got to blend in the concept of redemption, folks. You can't have trust without the belief in redemption. Tintail, right back with Archie Chankuti after these messages.
Cause this land's the place I love, and here I am.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're visiting with our good friend Archie Chankuti at CIANCUTTI. It spells like the way I used to pronounce it, C and Cutty, but the correct pronunciation is Chankuti, and he's Dr. Archie Chankuti, the co-author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. It is my book on trust, folks, in my library. I don't have it up on the wall. It's handy. It's where I can get to it. I read from it. Sometimes, Archie, when I give speeches, I take your book with me and I read from your book.
Oh, thank you.
That's how much I feel. That's how important I think this book is. And I want to thank you for all the times you've spent with us over the last several years and to help us do what we do. And I want you to tell the audience how they can find you and your book.
Well, I'm at Archie, A-R-K-Y, at learningcenter.net. And the website is learningcenter.net. There's a big library there. People are welcome to browse and read and so forth. And I, too, am appreciative, Jim, of your work. You know, you and I have been working together practically since the beginning, and you have been very consistently all these years in favor of your customers, in favor, really an advocate for small business. And it's actually a joy to work with you because you always give, I believe, your listening audience an opportunity to learn something and to apply it that's going to help. And I think 12 years is a... I just wanted to congratulate you and thank you for 12 years of really consistent helpfulness.
Well, thank you, Archie. I really appreciate that very much. And it's obviously I hope it comes across that I love this. I love doing this because, you know, it's easy to do, Archie, because small business owners are so lovable. They're so cuddly and huggable, right? Well, you know, and we're so proud of them. And of course, you're a small business owner. I'm a small business owner. Yes. I'm huggable and lovable too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've had the Learning Center since 1973.
Yeah,
I'm proud of it. I enjoy it. I think we touch a lot of people, and I think it's a good thing, and it's employed a lot of people, et cetera, et cetera. And I think small business has that capacity to do that more so than you know. Than practically any other single institution, if you could call it an institution.
And because we're so close as decision makers, because we're so close to our employees and we're so close to our customers, the people who can listen to your voice and read your book and think about these things on trust, because we're so close to making that decision and turning things around, small business will be the entity that creates trust. It puts trust back in the marketplace.
Well, that's right. And again, it can be done. You can create the culture in your organization, the culture that you want, the culture that's going to be a competitive advantage for you, much more fun to work with. And your customers, all things being equal, they're going to come back to somebody that they trust.
Right,
and that's what people are seeing.
And you can see that if there's an organization built on trust, it comes across when your people interact with customers, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it comes across in everything. And we say you know, if you're hearing about a problem from your customer, you're too late, because it always internally people know about these problems. And if organizations that are fixing their problems. And innovating and creating and continuously learning, that communicates to their marketplace. It's obvious. You know who they are. We could make a list right now of small businesses that we trust. Everybody who's listening could do that. Those are the ones that create opportunity for themselves during downturns like we're experiencing.
Archie, as we wrap up here in a minute or so left, isn't that word redemption the strongest thing that we can think about to get trust going again? So we need people. We're all going to have to push the envelope a little bit. We've all got to look for new opportunities in this new economy that we're going to have. But we're also going to make mistakes. Don't we have to learn how to forgive ourselves and forgive our people when we make mistakes trying our best?
Yes, and you can rebuild trust. Even from an experience of perceived betrayal, you can rebuild trust. It takes communication, it takes amendment, and it takes continuous follow-up. But it can be done. It's done commonly and consciously. And again, that is a tremendous. And this is what I think of as redemption. Because redemption, you're redeeming. You're cashing in something that was negative,
right,
and turning it into a positive.
Exactly. Archie, give us that website one more time.
LearningCenter.net.
Archie, thanks for being here. The book is called Built on Trust, Dr. Archie Ciancutti. Archie Ciancutti is how he pronounces it. Thank you for being here, Archie, and thank you for all these great years. Let's do some more.
You're welcome, Jim. My pleasure, and congratulations.
Thank you. Archie Ciancutti, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I got to go for this hour. Golly, we've had so much fun. I don't want it to be over, but it is for today. We got more to come the rest of the week. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.